With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting on the heels of his re-election as president of Russia. Vladimir Putin says Russia will not relent in its invasion of Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Putin also again warned the West against deploying troops to Ukraine. A possible conflict between Russia and NATO would, he says, put the world a step away from World War III. Commenting on the prospects for peace talks with Kyiv, Putin reaffirmed that Russia remains open to negotiations, but won't be lured into a truce that will allow Ukraine to rearm. In addition, the president said he plans to create a buffer zone along the border to help protect against long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump say he can't post the large bond required in his business fraud trial in New York. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Trump defense team has informed a New York appellate court Donald Trump can't post the bond required to cover the $454 million judgment against him and his Trump organization while they try to appeal that verdict. His lawyers say he'll have to produce $500 million in collateral to obtain a bond, too high for most of the bonding entities. The court ruled that unless Trump posted a bond for deceiving banks and insurers about his wealth, it would allow enforcement of the judgment to begin next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Rafah operation, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Sullivan says each party is making clear to the other its perspective. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points today. This is SRN News. Arkansas is no longer allowing residents to use X instead of male or female on driver's licenses.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But the head of SBA Pro-Life America argues it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer says 60% of women who've had abortions wish they'd just had the financial security or emotional support to continue. This is SRN News. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters early Monday.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told his parliament that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the two nations. He said there was no reported damage nor injuries, and he denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. The North's previously known missile tests were a month ago and came following the recent end of South Korean U.S. military drills. George Williams reporting.
Armed gangs attacked two villages in Nigeria's northwest over the weekend and seized at least 100 people from their homes. The attacks occurred in Nigeria's Kaduna State, where nearly 300 schoolchildren were abducted less than 2 weeks ago. Such abductions are blamed on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings in Nigeria's northwestern regions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.